Our book reviewer this morning is Melanie O'Loughlin of Lamplight Books. Good morning, Melanie.
Catherine.
You've been reading Caledonian Road. This is by Andrew O'Hagan.
I have. And you know, I can't think of anything more satisfying in a modern novel than watching the main character heading for a righteous fall. And in Caledonian Road, Campbell Flynn, who's so sharp in his Savile Row suit, he's a thinker for hire, he's a professional liberal, an art historian, he's got a smash hit book on Vermeer, which came out in lockdown. He's managed to marry into aristocracy, and at 52 years of age, he is so far from his working class Glaswegian childhood that if he does fall, it's going to be a spectacularly big one. Now, keep in mind, this is a satire, and Campbell Flynn, the main character, he's our everyman. He's riding high when we meet him in a taxi, and he's heading to meet his agent with a newly completed manuscript. But he's very dissatisfied. He worries about money. He judges everyone else, and it's exhausting being so culturally erudite, and Campbell is beginning to hit the drink. So this manuscript that he dashed out, it's what he called dashed out for cash, is called Why Men Weep in Their Cars. And of course, Campbell Flynn cannot front this project. It's too self-help. He can't have his name on the cover, not with his Atlantic article on liberal guilt riding high and a smash hit podcast. So he enlists someone who was at Oxford with his son, a young actor, and it's all going well, but then the actor takes it too seriously and twists the meaning and goes hard into the alt-right audience. The book is swiftly cancelled along with Jake, and you think, well, is this the moment for Campbell Flynn to fall? But of course not, because he is well insulated, and there's a beautiful irony into how this all plays out. Indeed, the first person to take the fall is Campbell Flynn's friend from Oxford days. And you just know that with Andrew O'Hagan's sure touch, there's going to be plenty more coming. And in comes Milo. He's a computer science student. He's in Campbell Flynn's liberal arts class, and he's provocative, he's cool, and he's constantly prodding Campbell Flynn to be better. And when Milo insinuates himself into Campbell Flynn's midlife crisis, he leads him down into the dark web. And you begin to wonder, could it be Milo that topples everything down, the boy from a tower block of Caledonian Road? The plot is just a spider's web of interconnected people and events. The whole novel is just big on characters. It's big on ideas. It's 600 pages. It's just a mammoth ride. O'Hagan wanted to do a real modern take on Dickens' London. So it's late capitalism and all its fun and sorrows. And he named it after Caledonian Road, which is in North London. They call it, a lot of people call it the Kelly in the book. And it's a perfect microcosm of multicultural and socioeconomic London. It's got a bit of everything. And O'Hagan, he goes all out to reflect this. We've got art appreciation. We've got high fashion copy that he turns out for a fee. We've got cheap sweatshop garments made by illegal migrants getting a foothold. We've got the English aristocracy and their money-making ways, turgid lunches at country houses where boorish men crack dreadful jokes. We've got tower blocks, drill rat parties and the career paths of drug dealers. We've got a mechanic whose parents survived the camps in Poland, and he's now expanding out into grow houses and people smuggling. We've got housing rights, a famous DJ. We've got filthy rich Russians, and the cash, their cash is just flooding into everything with their lunches at private clubs, right, oiling the gears.
Yep. So we've certainly got an elaborate everything. And kind of rich scene here.
We do.
Is there a particular sort of plot crescendo, or is it more about the lives and of this and the people of this place?
I think if you really could sum it up, it's a picture of justice for some, but definitely not for all. And the people at the bottom, when they tumble, they go hard. And those at the very, very top, this kind of a Prince Andrew-like figure, they somehow come back. And the kids are kind of our only hope. Yeah, it's fabulous. I think it's going to be a book a bit like an Oliver Stone movie,
right,
where people go, yeah, this is amazing. for the truth of it, and other people just want to be like those characters.
Okay, thank you. Melanie O'Loughlin of Lamplight Books has reviewed Caledonian Road by Andrew O'Hagan, published by Faber, $40 the price.